Awesome.
Do I need to dump what you just said?
No, I said it's awesome.
Okay.
That you're going to get a water slide bouncy castle for your house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because your wife wants one.
Because she wants to fly like an eagle on it. Yeah. I think the kids want it too. Hey, would you like some tickets to go see Boston?
No, I'm busy
Pack
that
Amp?
Night.
Not you.
Oh.
Pack Amp, 888-696-1003. Today, we're going to take caller 3. 888-696-1003. Call us up. Maybe you'll win the classic rock time capsule, Quetchem, that's coming up in just a few. After the Stones.
Stones Band.
100.3 The Sound.
Ugh.
Hey, everybody. It's 100.3 The Sound. Program is called Andy in the Afternoon. I am Andy.
Hi, I'm
By
Christian.
Coincidence, Andy Chanley of the Indiana Chanleys. Oh. He's Christian Hand of the Kent Hands.
Doesn't have the same ring to it.
Doesn't really sound good.
No.
And on the phone here is Bobby Thatcher of the Huntington Beach Thatchers. How you doing, Bobby?
I'm great. How are you, sir?
I am fine. Everything good down in Surf City?
Oh, yeah. Sunny and hot.
Sweet.
Perfect.
We're going to ask you a question in just a second. It's going to be a question, Christian, about number one albums. Bobby, you're going to second guess them. I think we're going to send you to see Boston. Right down there at the Pacific Amphitheater.
Ooh, nice.
Just a couple of beaches up from you. So hold the phone, Bobby, and we'll get back to you in just a second. Everybody, call anybody that you know. Tell them to gather around the wireless because the Classic Rock Time Capsule, that's next. You're listening to 100.3 The Sound, where we're jumping into the time capsule today.
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
That's right, Dr. Hawking. It is time capsule for Friday. It's July the 8th, 2016. On the phone, I got Bobby from Huntington Beach. Howdy, Bobby.
How's it going?
It's going so well. We're going to get back to you in just a second, so hang tight. But I want to talk first. We're dealing with quite a bit of racial strife in our country right now. And tiptoeing around race, nothing new. It gets its hooks into rock and roll on this day in 1954.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right.
Remember the other day I said mark the anniversary of Elvis Presley recording Arthur Crudup's That's All Right, Mama?
Yeah.
Well, this day in 1954, Memphis DJ Dewey Phillips plays it. And listeners go bat crap over it. They just love it. He has to play it 14 more times that night on the show. Now, Elvis knows he's going to play it, so he hides out in a movie theater. But people want to know, this kid that's named Elvis covering a Big Boy Crudup song, is he black or is he white? So Vernon and Gladys, his parents, go fetch him. They get him to the studio for an interview. How does Dewey Phillips ask that question? He just asks Elvis which high school he goes to.
Wow.
And he says, the white high school. And everybody whose prejudice itch is then scratched. It's pretty crazy. Today in 1969, Mick Jagger tells girlfriend Marianne Faithfull that he's over on the set of the Australian movie Ned Kelly that they're both in, no less, while she allegedly ODs on downers afterwards and falls into a coma in Sydney, Australia. When she wakes up, she reportedly says... Mick categorically denies that she's the inspiration for that song, but it was recorded just a few months later, so I don't know.
That's all suspect.
Right. It is. All right, so Christian, we're bringing Bobby back in for this one. This day in 1978, here's your question. Jerry Rafferty releases a tremendous album.
Oof.
City to City has songs like this on it, Right Down the Line. Oh my God, I just love this album. Well, he puts out this album. It features that. Baker Street is also on it. What album does City to City knock out of the top spot on this day in 78? Is it Rumors from Fleetwood Mac, Saturday Night Fever soundtrack, or the Stones' Some Girls?
It's the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack, Andy. That's an easy one.
Bobby, is he right or wrong?
I disagree.
This one time, say he's right.
Okay, yes, he's right.
Yes, I am.
It is, in fact,
Dark Day, Andy.
The Saturday Night Fever soundtrack.
Night.
In addition to creating some great rock music, therefore, Jerry Rafferty also saved our asses from disco on this day in 1978.
How dare you?
Sammy, tell him what he's won.
Bobby's going to be going to the Pacific Amphitheater at the OC Fair on July 16th to see Boston.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's going to be fun. Awesome. Well, hang on the phone here, and we're going to get some information from you, Bobby, and hunt you down. No, we're going to send the tickets to you. In the meantime, why don't we play this one from that City to City album, Jerry Rafferty. This is a really good Friday afternoon summer song, my friend.
Andy, this song has no chorus. It only has a saxophone riff. That is amazing songwriting.
Yeah. Make this loud.
Now time for Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says.
If you do anything around livestock, traditionally in the last 30 years, then you know Van Halen.
This has been Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says on Andy in the Afternoon.
Oh, it's coming. We're back to Song Fight in just a few moments after we play some Boston. We're going to pick songs, each of us, Christian and I, and then you're going to tell us which one prevails with your text.
I don't like your tone. You sound arrogant. Sounds like you think you got me today.
Well, you sound like a douchebag.
Well, yeah, I mean, that goes without saying, right. So, but it's got nothing to do with Song Fight.
It's irrelevant.
Yep.
It's your opinion that we're looking for here in just a couple of minutes. Stick around. This is 100.3 The Sound.
Round one, fight.
It's time for Song Fight. Every day, 3:40. We each pick a song, Christian and I do, and then you tell us which one wins with your text vote. Let's see. Last one we did that was on the books was a couple of days ago. I won, so I'll go first today, and I'm just going to choose one of my favorite songs of all time. To me, this is it's a Viewmaster reel in 3 minutes. It's a movie. If you close your eyes, 3 minutes, and it's magic.
When are you gonna come down? When are you going to land?
Elton John's Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, of course. Special one to me. What do you have today,
it's
Christian?
It's a solid choice. I mean, you know, completely pedestrian right down the middle is something I would expect from you on a Friday, looking for a victory.
Okay.
So I thought that what I'd do is I'd go out on a limb because I'm playing this one on Sunday night on my show, If You Like That, where I link old music to new music here on Sound.
Move on with it.
So here I go, Andy. This is what I've decided to pick. Can you get my thing up here?
Yeah, it's on.
You got it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you have.
I'll just go to the hook.
Okay, just go to the hook. There it is. You got it?
The computation. You could just ease us to that rock and roll station. And baby, it was all right.
Yeah. Good luck with this. I lost with it a couple months ago.
Oh, did you really?
Yep.
Why doesn't that have the thing on the thing?
Anyway, if you like Christian's songy sex,
you didn't even get the hook out of that.
C to 21003.
I'm going to talk to
Bill. It's rock and roll from Velvet Underground.
Fight.
Or Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, text A to 21003 if you're interested in that. Text rates apply. Don't do it while you're driving. We'll have the results after 6 o'clock right here on 100.3 The Sound. It's 100.3 The Sound. Christian, I got breaking news.
Yeah.
They're bringing back Crystal Pepsi in August.
Yeah.
If you're younger than 23, you don't know what I'm talking about.
Nope.
They discontinued it in 1993.
Yeah.
But they're bringing it back. There was a big outcry.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so you can, as of August, buy... It's regular Pepsi. It's just colorless.
Did you taste it?
Uh-uh.
Pepsi a sponsor of this radio station in any way, shape, or form?
Probably, at some point.
Okay, well, it's not good.
It's the same stuff. It
it's
just doesn't
not.
Have the color in it.
It tasted terrible.
It makes about as much sense as purple chocolate Yoo-Hoo.
True. I'd drink that before I drink clear Pepsi. Piffle.
Horses for Courses. AC/DC now, 100.3 The Sound.
Not buying it.
Heard yesterday they found a planet that circles 3 different suns. So it has 3 sunrises every day and 3 sunsets. So how long's a year? How long's a day? I need scratch paper. This makes my head hurt. By the by, we're walking on the moon with the police. See the theme? 100.3 The Sound. 100.3 The Sound. Southern California's classic rock, you know. This is Andy in the Afternoon. He's Christian. I'm Andy. You got a big weekend plan?
Oh, you are talking to me this time.
Yeah.
Usually you don't talk
usually
to me.
Usually I don't.
Yeah, I got all sorts of excitement planned, my friend.
Fun.
Yeah.
Fun.
You?
Yeah, I'm going to be doing some parenting.
Oh.
Lots of that.
Great.
It's been
a
crazy week, busy week. People sick in the family and so forth. Everybody's doing fine, but today is Vivian's 1.5 birthday.
Yes, happy 1.5.
18 months old today. She's had an interesting week. Silas, my 5.5-year-old, he went to school. He's at camp this summer, and he made an art project and brought it home. You know those googly eyes you can put on art projects, the eyes that roll around and move around?
Yep.
He brought home something with a pair of those on it.
Yep.
And we think Vivian ate them.
Oh, all right.
So I spent the next couple of days, searching through her poop.
Yeah.
Diapers. Basically, you know that telephone, that emoji of the little pile of poop with the eyes
it
on it?
It would just like that.
I was looking for that.
Yeah, it would have been great. Especially if it came out like evenly on both sides. Just like a poo monster.
I was looking for that all this weekend.
Missed opportunity.
And, yeah, I didn't.
Wow.
Didn't come across it. Yeah. So. But I wasn't that thorough. Coming up next, how about a little bit of a breakdown to start off this next set? Some Beatles we're going to go deep into. On 100.3 The Sound.
Perhaps.
It's a little something we do that nobody else does. Christian likes to show you the bare bones in some of the songs that you hear and love.
Well, what I decided to do this time is I scrounged around on the interwebs, Andy, and there's a bunch of alternate takes of Beatles classics where you get to hear slightly different versions.
Mm.
And here's a different take on a classic from the Beatles named Hey Jude.
Mm.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song. It better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude.
This was the first take they did on this. I like the subtle differences in McCartney's performance. It's really cool.
And apparently the recording of this was kind of contentious. The orchestra didn't want to clap along at the end.
They
refused to. Yeah, they'd say, no, I'm not going to clap to a Paul McCartney song.
They didn't do that here. I play the bassoon, so I don't clap.
And a big guffaw on my cigar.
Oh, a little variation of a theme there.
Did we give you the real McCoy?
That's what they say.
Man, 1978 was a great year for music.
Yep.
This was at the top of the charts. Rumors was still at the top of the charts. A Jerry Rafferty album we were talking about earlier still at the top of the charts.
I was 9.
Yeah.
Important year.
Grease was also at the top of the charts.
Oh, fantastic.
Hey, we're going to tell you what song is at the top of the song fight charts. Update you on a song fight today, and we'll do that in just a few after we hear from The Clash. Rocking the cat box, 100.3 The Sound.
It's Casbah.
No, it's Cat Box.
Casbah.
Cat Box.
Woo!
Round one, fight.
Every day at 3:40, we each pick a song, and then you tell us which one wins. It's called Song Fight. Couldn't be more simple. I'll tell you how to text in just a second, but let me just update you on who's picked what today. I got to go first since I won the last one. I took this one.
Oh, I'm on the side of my future life.
Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road. So you text A to 21003 if this is your bag. Don't text and drive. Usual rates apply. Meanwhile, Christian went the VU route.
Jenny said when she was just 5 years old, there was nothing happening at all.
Velvet Underground. If you want this song, rock and roll, then you text C to 21003. We'll have the results for you after 6. We'll be well into 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock by that point. song that I lost with back on March 24th, the Radio Gaga. So best of luck, bub.
Thanks, bud.
And then we've got some Led Zeppelin and some Led Zeppelin news of sorts coming up next on The Sound. It's 100.3 The Sound. It's Andy in the Afternoon that you're listening to. Christian, so last month, Led Zeppelin found not guilty of plagiarizing Spirit's Taurus for this song, Stairway to Heaven, right? So the case is done, right?
It's no. All
it is not.
Nope.
Their publishing company, Warner Chappell Music, apparently they're suing Spirit for the lawyer fees.
Oh.
Which they say is about $800,000. They say, we defended it. Now you have to pay us for the legal fees on this. They say, though, that if the money comes in, they're going to give it to Ventura County Schools to buy musical instruments.
Oh, that's very nice.
How about that?
I'm sure Spirit will be stoked to be buying bassoons for Ventura County.
Not a good summer for Spirit.
No, it's a tough day.
Turns out not. 100.3 The Sound. It's 100 minutes commercial-free classic rock on 100.3 The Sound. And behind the scenes, in a little bit, we're going to be Facebooking live, so you can watch us in the studio play Rock'em Sock'em Robots with real robots, remote control robots. But we had to send Sammy down to get batteries.
Yeah, it's always the way.
Batteries not included.
No. Oh.
You could say they broke down.
Oh, that's very good radio.
It's Tom Petty on The Sound.
Yeah.
It's a breakdown. We have operational robots, people. Join us on Facebook Live on 100.3 The Sound. Andy in the Afternoon. We're about to have some rock'em sock'em nonsense going on in the studio here. While I play great songs, commercial free, for another, 100 minutes or so. It's 100.3 The Sound. Inside some Doobie Brothers.
I love it when you find stuff and you go, what? Like this. Ready?
Sounds like the Mad Men theme.
With a little White Rabbit. But coming up, you're going to go, wait, that's in this song?
Should we tell them what it is? Just listen to the music.
By the Doobies. Ready?
What? Steel drums?
Yeah, man.
Steel drums, man.
Are you not
diary?
Everything's gonna be diary.
And those are real steel drums, you were saying, right?
There's no way that they're
sampled
synthetic.
In the 73 or 4.
Changes the whole vibe of the song, doesn't it?
That's crazy
now,
that's in
out
there.
On an island drinking a cold Corona.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
It's a party song.
Yeah,
who knew? Happy Friday.
It's in the name.
Freaking weekend.
You know?
It's a cool breakdown.
They're the Doobies, Andy.
We're commercial-free on 100.3 The Sound. I have important announcements to make. I won in Rock'em Sock'em Robots. And also, Uncle Joe's making an appearance tomorrow. You grab the family and go down to Mike Thompson's RV in Fountain Valley. Meet your Uncle Joe Benson. He might have some Boston tickets to give away. He's going to be there from noon to 2 tomorrow. That's Mike Thompson's RV, 18240 Ward Street down in Fountain Valley. Did I mention that I won Rock'em Sock'em Robots? You can watch a demonstration there. They're remote control robots. It's on Facebook Live right now. Andy in the Afternoon. Oh, and we're commercial free. Great classic rock. Save the best for last. The Sound.
Now time for Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says.
Now I'm starting to sound like Yoda. I will reverse everything.
The mole, prepare to ride.
This has been Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says on Andy in the Afternoon.
Right.
So every day at 3:40, we each pick a song, and then you tell us which one wins. It's called Song Fight. And I'll tell you what, bub, it narrowed considerably. You rallied your forces. You got 47% of the vote for your rock and roll from Velvet Underground, which I also lost with 3 months ago. And I got 53% of the vote for this gem. My God, close your eyes and listen to this. It's so good. Unless you're driving. It's 100.3 The Sound. This is when Christian shows us what these songs are made of. Deep, 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 deep down.
It's seven deeps, actually. A great talent, unfortunately, lost way too young. But listen to this voice.
How do you feel?
I'm lonely.
What do you think?
Can't think at all.
What you gonna do?
Gonna live my life.
So slide over here and give me a moment. Your moves are so raw. I've got to let you know. I've got to let you know. You're one of my kind.
Oh!
Oh! Oh!
Yeah.
Michael Hutchins in NXS.
Oh!
Oh!
If you want to check out a great Michael Hutchins project, there was one called Max Q that was him on vocals, and I forget the producer of that, but it's another great example of his work. Gone but not forgotten. Man, great band.
Hutchins and the Ferris Brothers?
Yep.
100.3 The Sound. We're commercial free, you know. Little Genesis part of 100 Minutes Commercial Free Classic Rock on 100.3 The Sound. A time that's made even more enjoyable for me knowing that I won Song Fight today. I don't know if I just wanted to bring it up in case you missed that.
You're a boring, boring man.
Boston on 100.3 The Sound. You have big balls, Christian?
I'll show them to you later.
I have big balls. Really enjoy big balls. Hey, speaking of big fates.
It's his birthday, by the way, isn't it?
Who?
Wasn't it?
Bon Scott?
Yeah.
It is. That's why Rita's doing Highway to Hell
tonight.
11 o'clock. She's going to play a whole album side. I wanted to mention that, speaking of big events, the OC Fair. We're going to be there. We're going to be there with Mark in the Morning on July the 23rd. That's Saturday, a couple of Saturdays down the line here, to kind of juice the goose there a little bit. All next week, you know what that means?
No, I don't. No idea.
They're going to be giving away.
You lost control of this thing right at the start.
They're going to give away tickets. You're not helping.
What's
giving away tickets
next week,
to
Andy?
The OC Fair all next week on
the
Mark
show.
In the Morning.
Right. Okay.
Thanks for making that easy.
Woo!
We'll do the goodbye song and then let Rita take over because we're Logie.
Yes.
This is 100.3
The
Sound.
We got this.
I sure am glad you joined us today for the big program. We're going to be back on Monday at 3 o'clock. It's going to be a hoot. Hope you have a great weekend. But between now and then, good night. Sleep tight. Pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer. Every dream comes true. And though it's always such sorrow to part, I know you'll always remain in my heart. We're on Facebook Live. Good night. Sleep tight. Pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer. Every dream comes true. That one got away from you. And now until we meet again, say adios, au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. Good night, son. I love you.
Good night, Daddy. I love you.
Good night, Viv. Happy 1.5 birthday. Here comes Rita Wild. She's better than all of us put together. She's going to be with you all night long on 100.3 The Sound. Christian's going to stay here and play the triangle.
All night.